This is the VOA Special English Health Report. The single largest killer of children under age 5 is pneumonia. This lung infection kills about 2 million children each year, mostly in developing countries. In developed countries, most pneumonia cases are caused by viruses. But in the developing world, about 60% are caused by bacteria. These cases can be treated with antibiotic drugs. The World Health Organization currently says children with severe pneumonia should be admitted to a hospital and given injectable antibiotics. But many poor families do not have the money for a hospital or live too far away. Now, new research could lead to a change in that advice. A study in Pakistan found that children with severe pneumonia can recover fully at home, taking antibiotics by mouth. The study is in the Lancet Medical Journal. The WHO and the United States Agency for International Development paid for the study. It was done in 5 Pakistani cities by the School of Public Health at Boston University. The research involved more than 2,000 children between 3 and 5 years old. Half received intravenous antibiotics during a 48-hour hospital stay. The others were sent home to take antibiotics for 5 days. The treatment failed in 87 children in the hospitalized group and 77 in the home group. These children were then given another therapy. During the study, 5 children died, 4 of them in the hospital group. WHO medical officer Shamim Kazi says the new findings will help children, families, and hospitals. Children may get other infections in a hospital. Many hospitals are already overcrowded, and treatment at home would be less costly. The study confirmed the findings of 3 other studies in Africa, Asia, Europe, and Latin America. These showed that in hospitals, oral antibiotics were just as effective as injectable antibiotics in treating severe pneumonia in children. A few cases are so severe they will still need hospital care, but Dr. Kazi says the WHO will be updating its guidelines this year with the new evidence. Boston University professor Donald Thea led the research in Pakistan. Dr. Thea says a change could lead to new training for community health workers. If they learn how to treat severe pneumonia in young children locally, then more children are likely to survive. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. Our reports are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Faith Lapidus.